soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on September 1st, 2015. I'm going to share today from the scriptures. Did you know that the scriptures were written by a certain person, certain individual? In fact, there's no such thing that any religion or any denomination or any sect or group of people, no corporation, no 501c3, no group of, or even Christianity or religious forms of Christianity in the religious world can lay claim to the scripture. The scripture was inspired by God himself. That's right, God's the author. That holy men of God spoke as they were moved upon by the very Spirit of God. And they wrote down the things that they heard from the Lord, that the things they saw, and it was recorded, and it's called scripture. Amazing. And we're going to talk out of the scriptures today. And what I want to tell you is some really, really good news. And that is the same God, the author that wrote this scripture, speaks today. He speaks the same words today, in the same spirit today. And he'll talk to you. He'll talk to me. He'll talk to whoever will listen. What a wonderful thing. You don't need a religion. You don't need a church. And the Lord's not requiring you to use your credit card or write a check or to, there's no such thing as having a club membership of a certain group of people. No. The scriptures are written by God, and guess what? They tell a story. And it's all written about one particular individual, his son, his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. Because all the scriptures testify of Jesus. Lo, in the volume of the book, it is written of me. And this was written of Jesus. And Jesus was ordained by God the Father to provide eternal life for as many as would repent and have faith in Jesus. And even before the gospel came, of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, proclaimed by Paul, the apostle, that the scriptures preached that all the nations of the world, of Abraham, would have forgiveness and mercy. And this is what's written in the scriptures. So wonderful. So I encourage you to read this book that has an author, God, that holy men of God heard the voice of the Lord, just like you and me can hear the voice of the Lord. But there's a process. We need to draw near to God with clean hands, with a pure heart. And we start abiding in him in a relationship. And we're going to hear today from the testimony of Scripture regarding Noah. What the scripture said about Noah, and we're going to read about this story because there's a total parallel about the days of Noah and the days preceding the second coming of Jesus Christ, and it's all written in the book. And then what the Lord shows you and speaks to you and what he speaks to me and what he shows me is all in harmony with this book. So what the Lord is trying to let everyone know is come unto him, follow him, listen to him, and watch out. There's people that are going to block the way. There's people that don't want you to know this truth. In Genesis 6, and it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, Yet his days shall be 120 years. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, that the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. Genesis 6:5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, and repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repents me that I've made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Praise the Lord. There are people that God is so outraged about, that he's so grieved and vexed in his mind over the wickedness. And now in this last days, he's already provided a sacrifice, even as he provided Noah and showed the ark that delivered him from the flood that was coming here, we're going to read about. But men have chosen to do impudently, wickedly before the Lord, vexing God, grieving God, to the point that he cannot bear it. And he will not always strive with man. He will not butt heads. He will not twist the arms. He will not. And he's just saying, you're under command to repent. You either repent or else. The earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Do you notice, ladies and gentlemen, that this God that wrote this scripture, that gave it to us that we can pick up and read, spoke to Noah. And as we'll read in Hebrews 11:7, that God warned Noah about things not seen as yet, and he moved with fear and prepared the ark to the saving of his family, but it was by faith. Noah heard God speak, and God gave him the grace to have faith, because faith comes from God ultimately. God gives every man a measure of faith. So praise the Lord. God gave deliverance in this time of great wickedness, corruption, violence. And God himself was so grieved and so vexed, so offended, he wished he never even bothered making man. And God gave Noah the clear instructions on how to make the ark. And Noah was a preacher, a proclaimer, a declarer, a heralder of righteousness. We know this because it's written in the scripture as a testimony about Noah. This is in 1 Peter 3:20. It says, which sometime were disobedient when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water. 2 Peter 2:5, and God spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher, proclaimer, a declarer of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Now this is interesting, that Noah was a busy man. When God showed him what he was going to do and bring destruction to all the wickedness and violence and all the corruption, and God shared his own personal heart, how he felt about it, it says that Noah moved with fear, intense focus. And it took him a long time to build that ark because it was very specific. And it had certain dimensions and certain materials. But yet it had an objective, which was to deliver the eight souls of Noah with Noah, his family, his sons, their wives. And all those animals that were also in the ark. But while Noah was doing that, what God told him to do while he was doing the Father's business. He was proclaiming. He was telling people. And guess what? How many people really listened during all that time? The same is true today. There's an ark today. It's Jesus Christ. He's the only way of salvation. No man can come to the Father but by me, is what Jesus said. I am the way. I am the truth. No man can come to me, to my Father, except through me. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And it is Him that is the life. It needs to be Jesus as our literal life, because we're crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live. Yet not I that lives, but it's Christ who lives in me. That's what Galatians 2:20 states. Amazing. So God showed Noah what to do. And Noah warned people for a great extent of time. And he was passionate about the truth. The Lord said in other verses, Hebrews 11:7, as I've quoted, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, never had rained before. There was a firmament above and a firmament below, and the waters were broken. And God had already told Noah what he was going to do. And he built that ark, and the day came when God put Noah in the ark, and his family, animals, and his family, and God shut the door. That was it. Let's read what the New Testament says in several scriptures in the Gospels. In Matthew 24:37, Jesus said, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what your hour the Lord does come." These are the things that Jesus has said about the days of Noah. In Luke 17:26 and following, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." Ladies and gentlemen, there is a day appointed that the Lord comes back. And one is going to be taken and the other is going to be left in the same great event. The flood took away the wicked and destroyed them all, but God spared Noah and his family. The same way Lot was preserved, the fire came out of heaven to destroy the wicked. We've got to be watching and praying and doing what God tells us to do. Do what God's told you to do. Are you listening to His voice? He's warning. He's speaking. The same God that wrote the scriptures is speaking. Will you hear Him? It's a command. "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And in Isaiah, more than once, and in the prophet Jeremiah, God says, "I spoke and you wouldn't listen. I would call and you wouldn't hear me." You've got to hear the word of the Lord. You've got to wait upon Him and listen and cherish and respect the Lord, because He means business and He is so honorable. He is a great, great King. He's appointed a day for salvation, and He's appointed a day for judgment. that will burn with fire and vehement power. Consider these things, ladies and gentlemen, the scriptures. The scripture written by the author, God. It absolutely will come to pass. It absolutely will be fulfilled. Type it in. Look at the words. Look at the context. All through the scripture. The testimony of scripture. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and he was numbered with the transgressors, referring to Jesus standing among the thieves and the robbers and those that were guilty. And this he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And there's people that believe the scripture, which was coming from the mouth of Jesus, or coming from the mouths of his servants, or even coming from the mouths of servants like Noah. The scripture says, the scripture declares, the scripture speaks, the scripture proclaims. Even before the gospel, the scripture was showing and revealing that all the nations of the world could be saved, find forgiveness through Jesus Christ that was yet to come, and be heirs of Abraham. The scripture cannot be broken. The scripture will be fulfilled. You can stand on the scripture. When the storms come, when the earth shakes, when everything shakes that can be shaken, not only the earth, but the heavens too, you and I can stand on the scripture, on the word of God. It is forever settled in heaven. And God's word, which is his scripture, is forever settled and will not pass away. Praise the Lord. That's an anchor for you and me. We can trust the Lord. It is absolutely faithful and true. Over and over and over, the scriptures are fulfilled, shall be fulfilled, must be fulfilled. Read the scriptures. Let them speak to you. They are a living book. They are living words. And as written in Hebrews 4, verse 12, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him whom we have to do. This word of God, this scripture is alive and it speaks. Don't harden your heart. Soften your heart and ask God to create a clean heart and renew a right spirit in you that you can hearken diligently to his voice. Stay tuned for To The Point Report with Trevor Davis. RealtyReportNetwork.com. And this is To The Point Report with Trevor Davis on September 1st, 2015. And this reporter, Trevor Davis of Realty Report Network, has put forth a video with the warning, issued warning August 2015 on YouTube regarding the global markets. Also, another video is available, published earlier, with the global economic avalanche, August 2015. We're watching the global markets plummet through various supports and trend lines, which will ultimately affect every single person, ladies and gentlemen. Consider, give thought, evaluate, and position yourself. Do all you can before it's too late. On August 24th, 2015, a Monday morning, as the stock market Dow Jones opened up, within 6 minutes, the stock index fell over 1,000 points, which is unprecedented. It was a record, never happened before, and it broke through key markers in the market. Very serious. And today, on Tuesday, September 1st, 2015, the Dow falls 475 points, and at present, I'm looking at monitors stating it's down 500 points. As reported by the CNBC, NASDAQ as well is off 3%. Let's read. U.S. stocks fell more than 2.5% on Tuesday, the first day of trade for September, as weak Chinese data pressured global markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average traded about 460 points lower in correction territory. The NASDAQ Composite wiped out gains for 2015 and dipped in and out of correction territory on intraday basis. The S&P 500 also fell into correction and struggled to hold out of it. Crude oil settled down 7.7%, down $3.79 at $45.41 a barrel, giving back much of Monday's 8.8% surge. This is one of the things that reporter Trevor Davis has remarked on, is regarding to commodities, huge swings in foreign exchange, currency values, and it's all correlated, all interrelated, it's all dominoes, it's all chain reaction that'll affect every single person. Traders also continue to digest policymakers' comments and U.S. data that could impact the timing of a rate hike. Earlier, stocks extended losses in afternoon trade after Boston Fed President Eric Rosengren said in a speech that the central bank's jobs to target to raise rates has largely been met, but that its inflation target is not as clear-cut. Rosengren is a non-voting member. Quote, regardless of whether you're a voting member or not, if you say September's on the table, that's going to, in part, drive us lower, unquote, said Art Hogan, chief market strategist at Wunderlich Securities. Quote, I think that it is clearly the center of all the weakness, but I don't know why people expect China to get any better, said David Kelly, a chief global strategist at JP Morgan Funds. China has its problems, but it's not a big driver for the U.S. or earnings of U.S. corporations. Nothing happened yesterday to affect the people's perceptions of the Fed, he said. Two sets of key Chinese data disappointed traders on Tuesday. The official Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, the PMI, edged down to 49.7 in August from 50 in July, while the final Kaixin Market Manufacturing PMI came in 47.3 in August, the lowest reading since March 2009. These are called fundamentals. They're basically headline stories attached to price. It's really governed by technical aspects of the market. Very complicated process, buying and selling, shorting, and who's going in, who's going out, who's booking losses, and who's taking opportunity to position according to strategy. Very serious events, ladies and gentlemen. At the open, another story by MarketWatch. New York Stock Exchange invokes Rule 48 in an effort to smooth market open. The New York Stock Exchange on Tuesday invoked Rule 48, a measure designed to smooth the opening of the market in potentially volatile conditions. The rule allows the exchange's designated market makers to refrain from disseminating price indications ahead of the opening bell, making it easier and faster to open stocks on days when trading could be volatile. Just for your information, that the futures market, which trades monthly contracts on various markets, was down 400 points before the New York Stock Exchange opened. And thus, this is why they invoked Rule 48. You might call it financial censorship. Can't keep the ball from falling, ladies and gentlemen. And this story from Yahoo. Canada officially announces its recession in the first half of 2015 due to falling crude oil prices. And let's take another glance at various stories as reported on the Drudge Report today. An incredibly bizarre ancient sea scorpion was discovered. It grew to a length of 6 feet. Most Americans' hearts are older than actual years. Getting less than 6 hours of sleep means you're more likely to catch a cold. Radioactive material sent to Texas A&M goes missing. 244 illegals were rounded up in Southern California. And, shock, decomposing bodies were found in a deplorable funeral home. And as we've been observing, artificial intelligence and creation of robots with ethical issues written by those that invent these machines, the concern to use them for military. Let's read this story. Robot tells interviewer, "I'll keep you safe in my people's zoo." And another concern in Latin America, that drone usage soars in Latin America, and there's concerns of craft assassins flying bombs. These are some of the things being reported on today's headlines. I'm Trevor Davis, RealtorReportNetwork.com. And this is Trevor Davis with Realty Report Network, the sponsor of this broadcast. And I'm here to provide my service and to announce these things. And I'm hoping these broadcasts are causing you to ponder and think about things and evaluate your position in all manners of life, spiritual, physical, emotional, relationship-wise, all things, financially, and where you're located and what you're doing, your business perspective, because you cannot count on anything remaining the same. It's not as if everything's going to be better and better tomorrow than it is today. But these are things that are very dire, very precarious, and very problematic, and it's going to take skill and wisdom by the grace of God for you to be in the right place at the right time. There was even an article today by the Russian, about the president of Russia, Putin, discarding the U.S. dollar. They're dumping the dollar. You can't even assume that even currently right now, the dollar is very strong, as in China and Vietnam and multiple other countries are devaluing their currencies. There's actually a currency war going on where they're manipulating and trying to draw in economy monies into their country. There's a war. It's an actual war. But one day you can't even count on that the dollar will be strong. What will you do when the dollar weakens and then costs and goods skyrocket? What's your strategy? What's your plan? You got to think about these things. If you need counsel, I'm Trevor Davis. I'm the principal counselor of Global Financial Strategists. I do have ideas, but it's only for certain people that are suitable and an appropriate means to do these things. You can keep it simple. You got to think of basic things and be thoughtful of people, taking care of people, but being watchful on the horizon and doing the things you can, because these things change suddenly and rapidly. But these issued warnings have gone forth, as been reported in this broadcast today on YouTube. You can type in YouTube, at Google, YouTube Global Economic Avalanche, August 2015. And you'll see that video that was posted by myself, Trevor Davis. Also another video that was issued on August 30th, 2015. This is Sunday evening. Issued warning, Trevor. If you type that in, it'll be right there for you. And I'm doing this for you. When I see danger, I'm going to tell you about it. But I'm not going to tell you what to do. You need to consider these things. Evaluate them. Get wisdom and apply that wisdom to your life. And now I, Trevor Davis, am a real estate licensee in California, Wyoming, and Montana. You can find me at RealtoReportNetwork.com. I have a series of websites that will serve the various cities and the various markets, but I'm here to provide fiduciary duty. That means I'm going to do the transaction as if it was myself, with all skills of strategy, analysis, and faithful, dependable service that gets the job done. I'm concerned about people just taking losses, massive losses, when they can move their money into safe haven or in that may operate as flight to safety. I have an investment opportunity. It's a gasoline and food services business. It's a gasoline station in Bozeman, Montana. Call me. It's $1.678 million. But what an opportunity. It's a diamond in the rough. It can be polished and shine, outshine the investments of the past. This has been a production of RealtoReportNetwork.com with Trevor Davis.
We hope you find this broadcast helpful. To contact Trevor Davis, go to RealtyReportNetwork.com or call 866-536-4605.